Transport for London has a lost property office, which collects the items left behind as people flow through the city's transport system each day. It is the biggest lost property office in Europe, beaten globally only by Tokyo's. 65 staff sort through hundreds of thousands of lost and forgotten items each at the office, which is run by Paul Kohan. According to the latest data, Kohan's team dealt with over 300,000 items in the first quarter of the year. As the data reveals, very few are claimed. For example, of the nearly 13,000 keys handed into lost property last year, just under 1,400 were returned to their owners, says Kohan. Overall, 20% of stock is claimed within 3 months. After that time, stock becomes the property of Transport for London, and it's not necessarily the items you would expect. A wander through the 3 basement floors that make up the lost property office gives us an idea of what we value enough to recover and what we're happy to let go. Kohan has discovered something interesting about the complexity of lost shoes. He said, if you have one shoe, you are more likely to go looking for the other. If you lose 2 shoes, well, it's slightly out of sight, out of mind. He guesses many people regard loss as an opportunity to treat themselves to something new.